Hey guys, it's your girl Erin the Renegade. Thank you so much for tuning in here with us at 8 at the Table. We appreciate you. We love you. So make sure y'all like, subscribe, comment on all of our platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Apple, whatever, all that. So y'all know the gang. We got Rico. We got Amanda. Me, of course, Erin the Renegade. And we have our special guest, Sig the Trig. And we're going to, what? And we're going to just go ahead and jump this off because we've already started talking and drinking. And everybody behind the camera is actually incredibly sober. So they want us to hurry up, except for Alan. Yeah.
It's a wrap.
So go ahead. You know the question, Rico.
Oh, no, but his question has got to be last. So you met Amanda.
Okay. I'm looking at him.
And just start your question first.
Okay.
You got the symptoms.
So.
Okay.
I guess I'll ask my question because Amanda doesn't want to. So, but you don't drink. Okay, so my question is,
that's not liquor, is it?
Yeah, it's liquor.
That's all.
I mean, it looked like liquor.
So.
Schlut.
Okay, so the question is, you know, you been out all day, you get home.
Yeah, I can't drink.
See, you were out all
touching my hair. I'm like, is it getting bigger?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so you're out all day. You get home. You want to just relax. Pour yourself a drink. What's your go-to drink?
Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, okay. So you do drink wine. You just don't drink liquor.
Sometimes, if I want to drink, I will go to wine.
Gotcha. And Sauvignon Blanc is your okay. Great, nice and crisp.
Yeah, because red wines is too thick on the tongue.
It depends. If you get yourself like a nice, what's the one?
Pinot Gris.
No, Pinot Noir is lighter than like a Merlot or a Cab. Yeah, it's like, it's noticeably lighter. Just try it. It's good. But a nice crisp in the summertime, that Sauvignon Blanc is nice.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I got the question. If you can go to dinner with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
Prince. Mm. Right. I always felt like I was a chick prince to date.
Was it Vanity? What was it?
I don't look like Apollonia and Vanity.
Oh, Vanity, right? Okay. Exactly.
So yeah, I'm Prince. I would love his shoes, and you know, I just feel like he's like extra sexy. I don't know. I wouldn't date a man that try to dress like Prince now. It just needs to be Prince. That's it.
That's fair. So you're gonna go with Prince? To try to date him?
Just to go on a date. Just for dinner.
I know, but she says, I always wanted to, you know, I always found him sexy.
Well, guess what? You know why? Because Prince always kept girls around him. If anybody noticed, Prince used to have the girls speaking for him. He never really spoke in interviews. So people would try to run to him and try to talk to him, and then it'll be like five girls right there answering all the questions.
Prince would be like, yeah.
I'm not saying I would be one of those girls, but I'm just saying I could just go on a date without dating him.
Gotcha.
Understood.
That's interesting. I think I should try that.
Should. You look like someone that could do that.
Like, Rico, so how do you feel about last night's episode of, like, Sig?
We feel like...
We feel like...
The artist formerly known as...
You want us to talk for you, we can.
Yeah.
Hell no, wait. I gotta rethink this.
We got it. Okay. We got it. For sure. We got it.
So, all right. My question. You have 24 hours to live. Mm-hmm. You get a chance to have an intimate moment. We're talking about sex here. With anybody in the world. Who would it be?
Who do I like that much?
Say it.
Prince. No, not Prince. You know what? A lot of people is just not. Okay.
They're not. I feel.
Yeah, like it's very hard.
Who?
I said it's very hard. I'm gonna throw someone that I just looked at and felt like they look cute in a video. Quavo.
Who? Quavo?
No.
Migo?
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, but no. I don't know. I don't really know. It's not nobody that's like...
Quavo, it's a Quavo. Hey, Quavo.
No, I just... I mean, I was just shocked that she said yeah. Quavo.
It's just because I recently just watched this video on a YouTube.
Okay. Hey, first time for everything.
The most attractive man that you know of, like, public or not.
She's like Jason Smith down the street in Harlem.
And dressed like Prince.
Somebody we have no idea who he is. And that's fine.
Who's attractive? I could say you're attractive.
I told you, Sig, speak for me.
Michael B. Jordan? I don't know.
He's an Aquarius.
I know.
We got the same birthday.
Love to say that.
I can't get away from Aquarius.
Hard.
It's the air. I don't know, guys. Who do y'all see me with?
That's exactly the
point. I don't really.
Who do I see you with?
Maybe somebody in the hood that we ain't find yet.
Nah.
What about, like, I'm gonna say some Harlem people. What about, like, Cameron?
No. I like Cameron's too old for me.
How so?
I like Cameron. I got another Aquarius.
Actually, I have no idea how old he is.
Aquarius 11, same day as my baby father.
y'all side.
But Cameron's fire, Mae's fire. You know, all y'all all fire. Y'all just a little too old for me.
How old are they?
I don't know, like my mom age.
How old is your mama?
Young.
Like in her 40s?
So your mom is young, but they too old.
My mother, yeah, because my mother had me young.
Okay.
So you wouldn't date nobody your mom age?
Yeah, I would, but I just don't want...
Okay,
I'm just like, let's stay with my excuse.
She's like, stop asking so many questions. Who else is from Harlem? Mae's?
Nobody from Harlem.
I was actually just watching somebody on YouTube, too, and I was like, he old, though, but he not bad looking. Oh. But I forgot his name, though.
See?
Say, I'm in the back seat. I'm running my mind. You come and relax me. What's his name?
Nah.
No idea.
Not like a trivia question.
No idea.
From Harlem? Mm. They made a song like that?
I know he's not from...
Yeah, they ain't Harlem. Harlem
of Ace, so I was like, oh, y'all know who I'm talking about.
No, I promise.
I didn't sing it good because I don't know the words.
Yeah.
Nah, but then... But
Koi and Queen...
Let's see.
...was on it.
Let's see who's from Harlem.
Fabio?
Yes. That's not... He from Brooklyn.
That doesn't matter.
You asking me if I would date Fabio?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Fabio is cute, but that's the homie.
Okay,
date the homies.
A$AP Rocky is from Harlem.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. Jules Santana is from Harlem.
Nah, that's homie. That ain't homie. I don't know him like that, but like I...
And
know.
Wouldn't he be up there in age too?
Yeah, he up there with Cameron and them. But he younger than Cameron and them, but...
See?
Just by practice.
Oh.
But I'm only 18. You remember?
Let's see. Dave East is from Harlem.
Dave East is homie.
Azealia Banks.
Okay, now.
Azealia Banks, no.
Honestly, I didn't even know she was from New York.
She's from Harlem, yeah.
Oh, Menino.
Yeah, she from
New York.
Azealia Banks,
Harlem.
Still Azealia Banks.
Because you like pizza.
Because you like pizza.
We just blow on pizza is now.
Oh. ASAP. It's another
one. Sure, homie would have got. All the ASAPs is I went with ASAP Rocky to get the ASAP on his stomach. Like, all the ASAPs, no. Those are
there's
homies.
How many of them?
It's like 20 of them. 16 or something.
I don't even know it was that much.
Yeah, it's a bunch of them. They all got signed. That's how they got the big deal. They got signed as a group.
So it's 20 people in a rap group.
Yeah, that's why they was considered the new Wu-Tang.
I have never heard this.
Yeah, you ain't. It's ASAP Ferg, ASAP Rocky, Yams, and... Not Ty. I forgot the other one, but they all got signed together. It was like,
man, imagine being in a 20-person rap group.
Nah, they got a few million.
When you get that check,
they got a few million to split. So I mean,
That's how
it's a split 20 ways.
I'm really trying to think, because I know that when I leave, I'm going to think about somebody. I'm like, dang, they was mad cute. It's always like that. Like, it's like, who do I love?
I'm really trying to find somebody for you.
What about Usher?
No. Usher's with Cameron in them. I mean, I like, you know who I like? I like his style, but I know he's taken. But I like his style. I like Joey Badass.
Oh, I like his style.
Yeah, I like
it. Maryland?
No, he's from Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. He plays that role really well.
Yeah. Who else?
Curtis Blow. I'm just trying to find.
He was beefing with my cousin, and he was dead beefing with my cousin MC Shan.
Literally. Literally trying to find. Man, it seemed like Harlem kind of fell off.
Yeah, let's not do Harlem. Let's do,
you should say, why are we limiting?
Why do I have to just stay in Harlem? I didn't even really date when I was in Harlem.
I was just trying to find you somebody.
Can we go to like LA or something? Miami?
Sure. Who?
Nah. Maybe like. Chris Brown looked too much like my brother.
Literally.
Chris Brown looked exactly like my brother. I literally call him my brother.
Really?
Yeah, he looks exactly like
me. But he texts you like.
No, he don't text
you. Yo.
Yeah, nope. Yeah, so I would say like the cuties would be like Quavo. I think Quavo is cute with his glasses.
Okay, we're gonna go with Quavo.
That's your answer.
Yeah, I'm gonna just go with Quavo, but like Quavo, like, you know, it's just
like him in the comments, y'all.
Just shout out to Quavo.
We got you one.
I mean, you know, I might be calling some ATLs.
Saweetie, who?
Get you amigo.
I ain't Quavo, but you crazy if you let me go.
Oh.
Bars.
Is that you?
Yeah, I just said that.
Okay. No.
No,
bars. Okay. Your turn.
What?
No, I was.
Listen.
That was just.
That's all got to Quavo.
Question. And. Oh, so you have to smash Quavo.
Oh, no. You asked me smash it?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Last fuck of your life.
Oh, the last fuck of my life would be.
Her baby daddy.
I have someone that could be a last one.
Don't get shy now.
I was about to say, girl, you make me nervous.
I can't say his name.
Why?
Because y'all know him.
We do know him?
Y'all don't know him. Yeah, who I'm smashing, niggas don't know. And yeah, he could get to that last 24 hours.
I told you that was Jason's.
You know. Look at the camera. What camera I look at? You know who you are.
Ooh. Well, all right.
Magic's gonna be like,
get in the comments.
Get in the comments if you know who you are.
First of all,
y'all make sure. Now make sure it's a black page. Don't what?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, make sure it's a black page. You might, you know.
You have 1,000 black pages on there.
All right, so speaking of last smashes, I like that last.
Yeah, smash. The last smash is the last smash.
Yeah, so speaking of last smashes, when we were talking earlier, you mentioned like being engaged and preparing to be married or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you were in your early 20s,
mm-hmm.
the first time you went to a wedding.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what to do. I didn't know how to dress. I remember going shopping for a dress and they told me that I couldn't get that because that would disrespect the bride.
It was white?
It wasn't white. It was just like amazing.
Okay.
So I didn't know like the rules. I didn't know like the times. Like I just thought like a wedding is an event. I could pull up when I, you know what I'm saying? Like
a little short set on?
No. I'm saying I can pull up. Like I don't have to come at, as long as I get there before they walk down the aisle, I'm good. Like I didn't know. Oh, well, not where I went. I went to a Christian wedding, and they was just, everything is on time. You have to dress like this. But, yeah, I didn't, I never really been to a wedding before that. My family, they just kind of get together and just stay together. They don't never get married. They buy the rings and all that. They just don't do the paperwork.
What are the rings for?
I guess they like jewelry. I don't know.
Wait, they don't do the paperwork or they don't have the ceremony?
No, they don't do none of that, the ceremony or the paperwork. They might do a a gathering of like, yo, we still together, anniversary, but.
Wait. Now you telling me they celebrating the anniversary?
They celebrate, yeah. They just didn't.
What, so
get married.
What date do they?
Whatever date they met.
Whatever date they
started.
When they started, exactly. When they started dating.
Like,
the date that, will you be my girlfriend? That date.
And most of my family, they started dating like a lot of my years started teenagers. They just never got married. And if they did get married, it was like because somebody got locked up. And that was just like so they could get, I mean, you know.
Do they have conjugal visits in state?
I know they don't have it anymore, period. They don't have that anymore.
Wait, in state or fed?
Period. They don't have that anymore. Try to ask anybody would get a marry if they could.
Really?
I mean, y'all could look it up. I don't know if they, but I still know a lot of people locked up. And it's not allowed.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
So.
Assuming it's true, like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I never got to, like, witness, like, going to a wedding, you know, or my mom getting married and stuff. I've witnessed my mom being in a long-term relationship, doing stuff married people do, but never seen it. So when I went, I was like, yo, this is dope. This is amazing. And then my child's father proposed to me, like, a few years later, and I was mad confused. I was just like, what do I do? Like, besides, you know, go get a wedding, I mean, go get a dress and, you know, find a location and stuff. But I just didn't really know, like, what is the rules to it because we wasn't used to it. But, that was it.
Were you more so saying you don't know, like, the steps to plan a wedding or you didn't know how to prepare
both
to be a wife?
I didn't know how to be a wife. I didn't know how to plan a wedding. I didn't, because in my family, like, everybody, like, the women is aggressive. Not everybody. Like, my grandmother, she's mad soft. Like, she's, like, probably the last of, like, submissive, I would say, like, to your husband, like, all the way. Everybody else is, like, if they don't like something, they're not doing it. And, like, that's not, I feel like when you're in a relationship, me learning now and me, becoming of who I want to become as a woman, there's a lot of stuff like I didn't know because I seen different things in my family. So it's like how to be a wife, how to treat a man, like how to really treat a man, like things you could do, things you're not supposed to do. So I'm learning now just by having like friends, being around certain people that's like married or like that's in a successful relationship because a lot of people be with each other because they used to each other. So I'm not following them. I'm following the people that's actually happy, that's actually, like, committing, that's actually, like, being a partner. And I wasn't used to seeing that. I was used to, like, the man comes home, they paid the bills, but then they probably put on a game, and the woman is, like, doing certain stuff, and that's why they get mad. There's no real partnership. So.
Why do you think that, like, in your family, that, I guess, over the last few generations has from the dynamic, do you think there's a particular reason that marriage is not an expectation or it's not pushed or is not something you aspire to have versus a long-term relationship?
Well, I think that at least in my family, like, everybody, like, I broke a generation curse because, and I call it a curse because I don't feel being a young parent, you ready. You figure it out, but you're not ready. Everybody in my family, my great-grandmother had my grandmother 16, my grandmother had my mother 16, my mother had me 16. I had my daughter 24. So I think that mainly they was, like, rushing life and whatever came with it, they wasn't, like, if they know something, they didn't really try to, like, learn more about it. They just kind of, like, went with the flow of life. And they was just worrying about taking care of the kids, keeping somebody there that can help them more so than trying to, like, learn about love, learn about, like, partnership. It was just more so of, like, all right, we got a kid. How are we going to take care of this kid? And we're still kids. So that was just, like, a common thing in my family. So I think that was a reason that nobody really got into, like, certain stuff I see with other people. Because most people, like, most of my friends, they parents had them in their 20s. Their parents is married or thing. Like, they did, it wasn't like me. Or if their parents had them young, their grandmothers was taking care of them. Like, my mother took care of me. Like, my mother didn't give me to my grandmother and stuff. My mother dropped out of 10th grade, got a job, and took care of me.
I mean, shit, grandma was 32, right?
Yeah,
shit, I'm like, you better get this, baby.
No, but
mama gotta have a life too.
But you know what? But most grandmothers, they take care of them.
At 32?
Yeah.
Not 32.
Listen, I don't know where y'all from, but I'm from Brownsville and I'm from East Harlem. There is mad young parents there that give their kids to their parents, and their parents is young. And they take care of them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what we was used to. If you had a young parent, most likely you know your grandmother raised you. That didn't happen with me. My mother raised me. And that was a big thing from where I came from, because most of the mothers, that's how they was looking. I got a life, too. No, you got a kid. Like, what are you talking about? You had a kid. You open your legs, take care of this kid. Don't give it to somebody else. So that was, like, how I was brought up. So I didn't really get to, like, I know how to be a good mother. I know how to be, like,
a
good parent. I seen that. I know how to get through struggle. I know how to push through. But when it come down to, like, dating, in my family, women is like, all right, they not doing it. We still got to get it done. F them. Freak it. I don't think that's really good. Like, I think we got to figure out, of like, no, we need the man. Like, we need them to, like, do their part, not just F them or don't worry about them or so.
So, knowing all of this, right, obviously it took time, right? So now that you had a space where you can, you know, acknowledge it and make the necessary adjustments to have a successful relationship going forward, would you not try to rekindle what you have with your baby father with your new knowledge on dating?
All right, Donahue.
I think we done with rekindling. The rekindle was the engagement. So when I got engaged with my baby father, I wasn't with him. We wasn't together. I was dating somebody else. We did April 13th was my due date for my daughter. But I had April 13th, we threw a birthday party. I'm walking in, I'm putting the balloons and stuff, and then he just dropped on one knee. Mad people around me. He on the floor.
While you were in a relationship?
Mad cameras. I wasn't in a relationship. I was just, like, talking to somebody. I was talking to somebody, but I wasn't with him. Like, we wasn't talking for, like, 3 months. I done moved out, all that stuff. So, I guess he was talking to my family and friends and, like, seeing, oh, it ain't that serious, you know, just come. They probably was, like, gassing him to be, like, marry her. Like, you got to marry her now. Y'all been together all these years, back and forth. But when that happened, I was kind of, like, taken back because I'm, like, I don't want to embarrass him and say no. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not together and there's, like, mad people right here and I'm going to look crazy. So, like, real talk, like, I said yes. But at that moment, I didn't feel like yes. So that's what it fast forward to, like, I didn't start planning a wedding because I needed to figure out if he was real. We was already, like, I would say, like, 6 years in of on and off. Taylor was there. So it's like, I was like, damn, maybe, you know what, let me try something different because I'm not used to this. Let me try and, like, become a wife. It ain't work. So...
Did you have a conversation with him, like, directly after the proposal?
Yeah.
Because I understand.
He walked, like, outside to the supermarket. I had it directly right after.
Oh.
I said, come with me to the supermarket right now so we can act like we buying something. And went there and I had a conversation with him and he was just like, I want to do this. Like, if you don't want to do it, we'll have to. And I said, you know what, F it. Let me try it because I ain't never did nothing like this before. Let me like, actually... have a wedding. Let me be the first in my family to do a real big wedding or something. Have my family coming. But
you also weren't around the right people at that point either.
Correct.
That's what I'm saying.
I was still around people that were single that it was a lot of chaos around me at the same time. So that's why I said again, I didn't know. Maybe at that time while it was happening, I was engaged in like 3 years. Maybe at that time when I was trying to like be in and out with certain stuff, if I was around people that like succeeded in their relationship and actually gave me advice and we actually went to therapy, because I kept saying, let's go to therapy before anything. Like, I feel like once you engage, I think you should do therapy and then get married. Some people disagree with that. He ain't do it, we ain't married.
Wait, so are you saying that's the reason?
Yeah, because we needed to go to therapy, because if I can talk, I can open up, I know how to communicate, but I feel like some people don't know how to communicate with me. So if I say something and you don't want to talk about it, we not getting nowhere. We gonna just get upset, and then it's like,
yeah. So the problems that you have in the relationship still exist,
right?
There's no counseling. There's no even want to make it better,
right? And the only thing with me, like, I feel like in a relationship, I really care about. Like, I know people gonna lie. Like, I'm a lie, you a lie. But when it comes to that real deep conversation, that is like, all right, yo, we being honest right now, and you lie, I can't trust you. I feel like you will catch A's and come back and give it to me. Because you can't keep, you. When we get to that conversation, you don't know how to keep it 100 with me. No, I really feel a person to go that far when we get to the point that I'm going to lay it all out. We don't even care. We're going to just do it. And you can't do it, and I'm doing it. I don't trust you. You're not to be trusted. So I think that was, like, a problem. Like, I don't like people. Like, I know people going to lie. I'm not going to be unrealistic and be like, oh, I don't lie. You don't lie. We're not. Nah, we're going to lie, but we got to know when to lie. When it's time to really get truthful and talk, and we're going to let it out and we're going to fix stuff, you can't do that. I can't trust you.
That's fair.
Fair.
Yeah. that's fair.
I still don't think that you ever gave it a shot when you was actually on the right path, though.
Well, I did, though. Also, ask the wrong question, because knowing what she knows now.
First of all, my question wasn't the wrong question.
No, yeah, because you asked about her rekindling with her baby father. Knowing what she knows now, she can move forward being in a new, healthy relationship.
She's trying to get me with my baby.
She doesn't need to go backwards and rekindle.
The thing is, all right, so here's my thing, right?
I get y'all Aquarius. And
nah, it's not even about that. The thing is,
y'all could be buddy-buddy, but
I look at it.
That's the homie.
The way I look at it is like, all right, if I'm in a relationship with somebody, we're both the issue in our relationship. We both don't have anybody successful.
Nah, he do.
Okay.
That's why I was confused. The grandmother, the great-grandma, everybody gets married at 15, 16 and still together until they die. Literally, like, they only,
yeah, but
even when, rest in peace to my mother, and I still call her my mother-in-law, she passed in front of me. She passed away, and I watched her take her last breath. Even when that happened, his father waited, and then when he dated again, he got married a few months later. They get married in that family. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That is,
you know.
That's what it is.
So it's like,
but that,
first of all, you waited. I ain't gonna front. Maybe I had a little grudge with it, too, because I'm like, damn, you won't wait 6 years to propose to me? You gave me a baby before, like, proposing, and that's not what you come from. That's where I come from. You don't come from that.
Well, I see what you're saying.
You come from the church. Your mother, the first lady. Like, you know what I'm saying? So if I'm stepping into something new that I'm not, you're supposed to be teaching me. You ain't supposed to be gaming me. Yeah. So that's why it couldn't work. That's why.
But you're not understanding what's happening. I don't give a fuck when anybody gets married. That don't mean that the marriage is successful. Because if he knew better, he would have did better.
Now everybody got their own choices.
It's not about your own choice, right?
People raise their children great and they still come out and kill somebody.
All right. We're talking about something totally different, right? What I'm saying is he did not know better. No matter about his upbringing, and we can assume because they got married at 15 and that, I mean, if you watch somebody, I don't know about anybody else, but if I watch my wife take their last breath and I go get married 3-6 months later, that's not kind of crazy for me, right? The things are going to take me a little more time. But if I was over my relationship, it'd be easier to move on. So I say that to say you can't look at the final outcome as and deem it as a successful relationship and successful ideal practices that he's coming from, right? Because there's a lot of things that could be happening that is why he is the way he is. So what I was really trying to get to is, like, sometimes if you have knowledge and you're the one that got the game, now, I'm not saying back then everybody was kind of messed up, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the how to have a relationship, a healthy one. And now you're surrounded by the people that, you know, can help teach you. Do you think it'll be worth to try to teach him?
Like his next relationship?
Or maybe for y'all, I mean, you...
Why you want us to get back together?
I'm just all for, like, if it can work, because now I'm at a better place. Now you're at a better place.
Why are you saying that, though?
Keep the family together if it works. I'm not saying...
The family's still together. We just not having sex. Literally, I talk to him every day. We don't...
So y'all best friends now?
We're not... That's one of my lifelines.
But I'm saying, like, if you can talk with each other every day.
Yeah, but we talk about, we not, okay, when we talk, we're not talking like, yo, so what you did today, nah, is, yo.
What time are you picking up, baby girl?
You feel me? That's what we talking about. And it's like, if I hear him cough, yo, you good? You good over there? Like, you know, that's it. Like, I'm asking if he good, he might.
Pull up.
You know what I'm saying?
You gonna pull up.
Let me tell you how.
Are you gonna pull up and take care of him if he's?
I'm a send a bowl with my daughter. Let me tell you how real it is. His birthday, right, was February 11th. You know what I did? I called him. I said, "Yo, baby daddy." That's what I called. I'm like, "Yo, baby daddy, happy birthday. Make sure you get a big nut tonight." That nigga got tired.
Why?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Don't want to be with.
I'm telling you to get. He like, oh,
he should like him.
Why?
Because he isn't
over. Say that to me. Like, you have to say why you being weird.
He's treating him like a friend, and he wanted to.
Nah, he don't want to be nothing. Y'all old you. He don't want to be nothing. Listen. So you gonna be behind the camera and put your eyebrows up like that?
Damn, not getting called out behind the camera.
No, but seriously though, I don't know. It took me a long time to get away from that. Y'all not about to bring me back because it's like it's so much other stuff that need to be unpacked. Yeah, Rico, that need to be unpacked. That's because Rico is like him, bro.
Yeah,
that's why. But you know what? Exactly how you are right now. That's how he was. You feel me? Like y'all good people. Y'all great. Like you, like he's a great dad. I think we're better as friends. You know what I'm saying? Only God could tell, like, what will happen in the future. But as of today, I'm not tingly. Like, Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, because if I wanted it, then we'd be getting it. But it's not that. I think right now I want to focus on us respecting each other because I was disrespectful. Yes, he was disrespectful too, but I'm going to speak about myself. I was very, very disrespectful. And my mouth is crazy. So I want to focus on being respectful and us being able to, like, show our daughter that we could respect each other, we could have fun, you know what I'm saying? And then if maybe in the future it goes to that, then that's that. If it don't, and it's, at least we have the respect that when we have other significant others, we could come around each other. Because that's what I'm used to seeing, too, in my family. If people don't work out, people will still come together. A graduation, a barbecue and stuff. It's not like, oh, you're going with your father. Okay, you're going with your mother. It's not like that. People could come together. So right now, that's what I'm focusing on. Just us respecting each other, us having boundaries. And that's that because it took me a lot.
It sounds like he's just been following your wave since. Realistically.
Do you follow wave?
I mean, I wouldn't follow, to be honest.
So why are you just expecting that he did that? Like,
because if you, all right, if I take.
Why do you think I'm that controlling? Like, why do you think he allows me?
Let me answer that.
Like, I'm an alpha woman, but alpha women love to be controlled.
Okay, but listen.
Like, if we.
Okay, but listen. But listen. You want to understand? I'm going to answer your question. Right? You dating this man. Right? You get pregnant before a proposal. That's your pattern, not his, right? Now, after you guys break up, This is your pattern, not his. He tries to propose whatever happens, happens, and why it doesn't work, right? Now you want to get together and still play buddy-buddy while having...
We're not playing, but do you...
You're not listening. You're not listening.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. You're not. I know I'm not. You're not listening. Ready? You want to be able to get together because you're used to seeing the parents of a child split, date, and still come together.
He is too. They do that in his family too.
Well, you just said that his family's married.
Yeah, but the ones that get divorced, there's people that get divorced, they still come together. They have a church. They be meeting at the church.
So, you, okay. I think none of that is good.
That's what I said. So why are you trying to get us back together?
I'm not. No, no, no. I mean the history, the patterns. And majority of the patterns is he's been following your lead.
Well, what exactly don't you think is good? Them being able to come together?
At a wedding? It's kind of crazy. Like, if me and my girl split up and then she gets married, I go to her wedding with another guy?
Nah, I ain't say that.
Oh, that's what I... That's
I said barbecues. You heard me that.
No, you said when they get divorced, they come together.
I never said the man, I'm not inviting my...
Wait.
You know what? I might invite my baby.
Wait, are you saying that it's not cool to invite somebody to the wedding, like, that you used to date?
I'm not saying it's not cool. I'm just saying
if they come
to have that as a history, like...
Nah, I ain't say the wedding. First of all, my family that's not my history because my family don't be getting married.
No, I'm saying you said his family gets divorced and then they invite and meet at the church and celebrate at the church.
Yeah, because I guess they're using God as the middle. I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's crazy. Like,
that's not crazy.
That is crazy.
It's not really crazy, though.
You know what? I wanted to point one thing out because she feels like you are trying to, like, put her back in that situation.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
No, but
what?
It's not. I don't think it's a trial response. What I think may be is that, like, once you are able to pull yourself out of something and you're okay with that no longer being your current situation or state, you don't want to go back.
You don't.
And going back is like a regression.
It took me so, like, no, seriously. Y'all just going about what y'all. There was a lot. First of all, I was with him for 10 years. I was best friends with him for 6 years before that. So we have 16 years altogether. So everything that kind of happened, I'm trying to say, like, it took a long time to get here. Like, to get to this point that, like, I'm not going back. Like, it was to the point that, like, people was like, y'all need not to be together. Because when we're good, we're good. But when we're bad, that's just next level. It's, like, dangerous. So that's why I was just like, nah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like where it's at right now. I like that, like, I can pull if I need anything. If, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I have something that he needs it, like, it's just like we're a call away. Like, it's not, oh, we're linking up. Let's go have sex. And it's not that. It might be, like, different to a lot of people because a lot of people is not doing it. But that's why it's our thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we have a respect for each other. He's dating, I'm dating. I don't get in his business, he don't get in my business.
Well, look, I have a question. So
you're talking about the iPad thing happened a few months ago. Chill, and I told you why I said the iPad joint. But like, I'm talking about, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't get into, like, how I would have been before. Like,
yeah, so you're good as bad.
No, I don't get in his stuff. He could date who he want. Before, he couldn't date.
Yo.
Okay, so look, speaking of, you know, like, no longer having sex with this person, and I guess at some point he was your person,
mm-hmm.
and you mentioned earlier that when somebody's your person, you own them like that.
So no, I didn't.
You do say that.
Did I own them?
No, on.
Oh, on. Not on. Well, own them. I'm like, yo.
That's her accent. That's my accent. Sorry.
On.
You're not on them.
Yeah.
Not own as in, yeah, like.
And then, okay. That's how I knew me and him was, like, going like this. Because when we first met, it was like, hey, get off each other.
So how many times a week?
With him?
Mm-hmm.
Or period?
No, how would you know, period?
Because I'm saying, like, if I'm dating somebody else, like, if I moved on.
On and off.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess with your person, whoever, you know.
It depends, though. That's what I'm saying. It depends because, like, with.
Just give me a number. Like, at your peak.
Yeah, quit dilly-dallying.
My peak? Like,
at your peak.
If I'm into you, I could go, like, 5 to 6 times a day.
A day?
Not every day. Let me not say every day, but, like.
That's cap.
The weekend?
Every day. Not the week.
Can't be no work day. That's what I'm saying. Like, as if you do it.
And then, okay. So let me say this though.
You talking about the weekend?
I'm very busy too, right? So like, my recent person, like, it was someone that like, I kind of work with.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
You were, don't you?
No, kind of. It still stays that kind of. So it was like they was there. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's like if I'm right here. And we take a, like a, you know what I'm saying? That's counting as one.
Y'all like, get coffee blind.
Break.
Yeah. So it's like.
Too much breaks.
Nah, we ain't taking mad breaks.
You got a lunch break at 2:15?
Somebody's getting fired.
No. See, I'm a rapper.
No, it was a joke. Wait, don't drink no more of that. Because you are not following along.
I am following along. That's what I'm trying to tell you. My job is different.
Somebody say pizza. Yeah, don't bring that up. Do you ever think that it was to a point of like maybe being a sex addiction with him?
Oh, no. Actually, he would say the opposite. I think I turned into that afterwards.
So you...
I'm not a sex addict. No. Not. I don't have a sex addiction. But I would say that like, I don't feel like in the ending I was as sexual as I am now.
With the recent person or?
No, with my child's father, because, you know, sex is the energy. So if we're going bad, I'm not going to want to go there with you. So that was just it. But then when we was good, we could go. But
I feel like Amanda is a sex addict.
Why would you say that? Really random. Like, why would you say that?
Am I wrong?
You're wrong.
I definitely know Aaron's a sex addict, but yeah, I definitely feel like Amanda's like a sex addict.
That is such a lie.
I mean, do I enjoy it? Yes. Yeah, but
addict, am I willing to?
And we have to get into what the addict is because an addict could do anything for it. So I was kind of like, I if I like you and you're like sexy and it's like I'm turned on by you, I never know when I'm getting tingly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm around you or whatever.
It'll be a tingle.
Exactly. So it's like.
It's a tingle for real?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, what is it like tingle like?
I don't even know how to explain it.
I don't know, but y'all get it too.
Like, is it like tingly?
Yes, y'all do.
There's a tingle.
You get a little tingle in your. In the twat.
Ain't no tingle. It's a...
Tingle in the twat.
Standing ovation.
All right, Jeezy. You liked that one, right?
That's crazy. I just listened to that earlier today. Wow.
Shout out to Jeezy.
But yeah, that's mainly what it is. So I don't look at it as me being, like, addicted to sex or nothing. I just think sometimes I could get addicted to a person.
Have you ever known a sex addict? Anybody?
I do.
A real one?
You know,
no, not a real one.
I did.
Like, a sex addict to me is like somebody who...
I do anything for sex. They just be having
sex. Almost fuck.
Anybody.
I don't say anybody, but almost anybody. Yeah. Like, anybody who fits their appetite.
Yeah.
Right, no.
And they don't care where, like...
Are they breathing? All right, yeah. All right, is there a pulse? Is there a vagina? Okay, yeah.
See, that's...
I feel like if you a man,
addicts be switching.
If you a man, and I felt like this is just my opinion, and y'all probably gonna get upset, but guess what? I don't care.
They love to tussle.
But I feel like if you're a man and you're a sex addict and you can't control yourself, most likely you're gonna turn to buttholes and you're gonna start experiencing.
Or animals.
Yes, animals or other guys, because it's like when you're an addict, it gets to a point that you want more. And the woman is just not gonna be it. So
it makes sense.
It's very. I'm scared to date a sex addict. I'm glad that I never had a sex addict, or at least that I know of.
I feel like my girl's a sex addict, but I think she's
probably just addicted to you.
She just love me.
Yeah, it's That's what I feel. I feel like you could just be addicted.
Well, I'm addicted to you. Remember that?
Yeah, he's from Harlem. Ryan Leslie.
Okay. She know everybody up in that.
He wasn't on the list.
Oh, but he's definitely. Yeah, Ryan Leslie.
But I was looking him up.
He's still living 135.
Oh, he lives here?
Yeah. This is New Jersey.
Yeah.
Well, this area. Because I be in the city. I'm just saying.
Along Brownstone.
Amanda's definitely an addictive personality.
Honestly, I'm trying to figure out why would you say that about me.
Because I feel like when you like something, you can.
When I like a person.
Yeah, like she said, addicted to a person. It's like and this is just me just, you know, gathering my.
Been addicted to a person?
Addicted?
Like.
No. Nah.
Like every time, like they can be near you and it's like it's starting to come.
Nah, I mean,
I
get horny though, like, but it don't have to be her specifically.
Okay, now you're a real addict, probably.
I'm not an addict, like, cause I could have self control, but like, you know what I'm saying? I think that when Amanda really likes something, Amanda's like, I want all of it all the time.
Me too. That's
because I'm a Gemini. Are you putting what you feel about Gemini on me?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. I might just be making a correlation.
Understand this
because,
here.
Like, in my mind, right, I see the little, like, you know, similarities.
Well, of your girl?
Slightly true.
Personality.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, most...
I feel like I do get addicted to people, though.
Me too.
In my last situation, I was addicted.
Me too. You want to know what's crazy? I've been out of my situation for like a month, and I still feel addicted. Like, I still, like...
It's been a couple months.
I still be, like, thinking about the time.
So, when you're addicted to a person and they're not around, what do?
Cry.
I rub it out.
She said cry. I said rub it out. I don't know.
All right, so why would you let the person you're addicted to go?
Well, who said that was on me?
Yeah, exactly. It don't have to always be you. Maybe they let me go.
You can't make them stay?
No. You don't make nobody stay.
Nobody here.
All right.
No.
Poor choice of words. Do you know how to keep them around?
No, you can't keep nobody. They got to want to be
kept. That doesn't want to be kept, sir.
You can't keep nobody. I let people go free. And then you know what's crazy? He might see this interview and be like, I don't make you feel like how I feel. Like, you would not know I'm addicted to you or, like, missing you or nothing. You would think I'm just straight cold.
So,
but...
And I be at home, like... That's, you gotta keep your fucking guard up because when... No, it's not.
Why would you say that?
I be at home, like, damn, babe.
So you...
Fuck.
Because somebody wants to walk away and I'm supposed to be like...
Yeah, but I'm not gonna tell you. I'm not gonna call you.
Leave.
I'm not calling you. I'm not telling you. I see you in person. I walk right past you. That's serious, but I'll be home like this, like, you know, hey, Arnold. Hey, Arnold. She was like, that nigga make him hurt me.
Wait, so when you addicted to somebody, right, and you masturbate.
Why you got to just say rub it out?
Rub it out.
Yeah, we can use a scientific.
When you rub it out, do you think about that person?
Actually very.
Have you ever done it, like, looking, like, at a picture of that person?
Yeah.
What? Oh, you freaky, like, chat. You jail ready. No. Yeah.
Not jail. I know, right? Why not go to jail?
All right.
Jesus. And I don't want to do no bits either, babe.
So you would rather masturbate looking at the person than to call them and say, hey, I miss you.
Yeah, because I can't deal with rejection. You not about to reject me and I wanted you. Mm-mm.
That wasn't my issue.
Then she'll get real toxic.
Yeah, that's right. That's what, yeah. And I ain't gonna lie.
She like the
audacity. Now you gotta pay.
Yeah, I've been paying. Yeah.
Now I gotta die.
I'm saying. The unmitigated gall of this nigga.
I'm gonna just hold it down and I'm gonna follow the rules that the man is supposed to call the girl. That's what I'm gonna do.
Or she gonna go to jail and do what she's
doing. I'm not going to jail.
If you kill him.
I'm not killing nobody. I'm not addicted that I'm gonna kill you.
Well, if he rejects you.
I just was addicted to that feeling. Like, I want that feeling that's how last 2 seconds.
Do it again.
Goes away.
Why'd you do it with your head? Do it again.
What was it?
I didn't do shit with my hands.
All right, so what was your situation, Amanda?
He
hate that he's slick.
Because she said that wasn't my situation. I heard her.
No, okay, so, I mean, as far as the rejection, like, that's not why I wouldn't have, like, fought for them, as you say. Like, that person was a narcissist. They walked away, and I just let them.
That's like, the same what happened to me, but I always think that I'll call you, and they'll be like, yeah, see, she cool. Or did. Like, I just always think that, and I don't
know. Well,
my pride
just
won't.
Definitely an out of sight, out of mind kind of person, so I needed that to happen for me to, like, even start the process of getting over that person.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they kept coming around. They kept making laps.
How about with me? My person is connected to, like, my circle.
Absolutely.
So now it's like...
You're going to still see them?
Bro.
Okay.
So now I'm trying to figure out... Like, I've been, like, low-key lately, but I'm trying to figure out how to, like, move because I don't want to... Like, if...
You don't want...
Toxicness come in a little bit because it's like if I come around and... Yeah, I don't know.
You're just fighting yourself. So you're just self-conflicted.
If I see you with somebody else, I just feel like you're doing that to get me mad. So I don't never really be like, oh, that's serious. I don't take it serious. I just... Maybe it is serious, but I'm saying how I take it. I'd be like,
saying, because when you come,
yeah,
they still be on your body though, right?
Exactly. So it's like, but it's like me of, I don't want to see you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn,
that's
I got to see you.
It feels good to have let them walk away and out of sight, out of mind.
But they don't be out of sight because it's like now you, right, now I'm seeing you. It's like, why I'm seeing you? Why you here? Why you ain't flying away?
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure I'm there's no out of sight, out of mind with me. I'm in your mind, in your sight.
Exactly.
At your door, I'll be your neighbor.
But guess what? I'm the type, I remember I'll put a billboard right now in front of your house.
What?
Cause I'm different. I'm not the girl that you break up with. I'm the girl, oh, you played? I'ma be on the radio with the song. I'ma have a billboard once you go outside to the deli.
What's it gonna say?
It's gonna be like, hey, it's Ziggy. Hey.
Like, is it just for him?
No. Oh, it could be okay. Him and the friends that'll see too.
Well, no, that's the thing. Like, you're putting the billboard there to antagonize him.
Yep. Toxic.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, that's a lot of energy.
Never had a girl put a billboard. Yeah. Oh, you thought she wasn't gonna see me again, right? Billboard.
Well, you've actually done that?
This is something that she's.
Oh, wow.
It's weird. What? Everybody went over Forever 21. I went over Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Wait, just to like...
I did. I'm not joking. I kind of go to my page.
Wait, like just to antagonize him? Oh, wow.
And I went on radio too. You're going to hear this song.
Was it about him?
I'm a different person to break up with or me break up with you because I'm a Leo with a big ego.
Toxic.
It just rhymed. I'm sorry. That's why. No, but it's yeah. You know, some people will just come to where you at. Some people will probably date your friends. Some people will do some stuff. I put billboards, I don't know. Songs on radio, stuff that you gotta like.
So I would be like, wow, she really missed me. Yeah.
I want you to feel that.
She spent $1,500 to make me
wrong.
Nah, that's why you gotta do stuff a little under.
Who said I paid?
Well, I'm just,
oh, why y'all guessing?
I'm just saying.
Connected.
I'd be like, you know, wow.
I'm connected.
I take.
Why would I? Why would I pay to get somebody mad?
I don't know. I thought you did pay. That's why I was like, me?
That's a billboard? No.
I was like, a billboard? I was like, damn.
No. I get paid to get people on billboards. So why would I pay to put myself?
So, my brother's calling me. But, I don't know. I just, that's kind of toxic.
Yeah, that's toxic to keep coming around knowing you're going to see me. Like, you could come another day. Why you got to come knowing I'm going to be there? And most of the time, they know I'm going to be there without me knowing they're going to be there.
Question, is it that you can't really just, like, ignore them? So, like, say they're in your environment or whatever. Or is it...
If we was in an environment like this, because we do kind of the same job. We're in an environment like this. And the person sitting right there, and I'm sitting right here, and we're being, hell no, I can't annoy you. I'm not. No, wait, you're sitting right here. I'm sitting right here.
Oh, so you don't got that discipline.
I don't have the distance. I need the distance. I know what I'm saying. I need the distance.
I'm saying like sometimes.
Yeah, but no, I need the distance from the person. I can have the discipline if I don't see them.
That's not discipline.
I keep seeing them and they too close, like too close.
Nah.
Like mad close, like family and everything. Close.
I could sit right next to you.
It's different if like, let's say I was dating Rico, I could probably not see him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because he's not connected to other people in a certain way. No, this person's connected. People that's just like, I could possibly go to my brother's house and run. It's different. I need distance.
Well, I mean, my family would be different, but I could.
What I'm trying to say, my situation is different from which y'all talking about, like, if I dated somebody else regular, like, I can just, like, what you say, out of sight, out of mind. This ain't the situation.
I'm actually asking if you're talking about being shit. Can you talk to us about
my first heartbreak? My dad.
Your dad was your first heartbreak?
Yeah, that's, I think, most girls' first heartbreaks that not there.
How did he break your heart?
That's an excellent question, Alan. That's why they pay you the big bucks.
I never ever, why y'all asking me this?
Honestly, I don't know about Alan. I want to know where does all of this come from?
All of what?
Like, the first, like, there's a, if there was like a,
so much energy in a small person.
And I was putting stuff in it that was like, you know, things that were just getting heavier and heavier and told you to carry it. I want to know, like, where is this weight coming from? Like, what was the first thing in that bag?
I don't think I have any weight on me. I'm 129. I don't know what y'all talking about.
129?
Yeah. My dad broke my heart of just not being there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of not being the first male figure in my life, showing like how a man's supposed to be. So that was heartbroken. He let my mother to raise me by myself. I mean, by herself. That's heartbreak.
Did you ever like have any type of relationship with him?
Yeah, I lived with my father for like a year and a half.
What age?
15. I was 15, 15 to 16.
That's a good age to live with your daddy.
Yeah. And then my father is just a clown. I'm not gonna lie. He a clown. So
like,
I don't want
in a good way or like, okay.
Is it any good?
Yeah, I was about to say.
Like,
yeah.
Any clown. Like,
yeah.
Like, you're a jokester.
I think nobody use clowns as a good thing.
I do.
Part of the bag.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So but, why is he a clown?
No, I'm not gonna get into that, but yeah, my father is just the, I don't know. I don't rock with him.
To this day?
To this day. I don't rock.
What about your kids?
Never met her. Never met him. He never came to, last time I seen my father, I was 6 months pregnant. Never came back around. Never met my daughter. Nothing. So.
Does he live like?
I don't know where he live at. Never did. Like, I only time I knew where he lived at was when I was 15. So, when he was around, all he told me was that prepare for men. A lot of them is like me. You're beautiful. A lot of guys is going to want to have sex with you. You need to be smart. You need to, like, stay 10 toes. A lot of stuff. That's why I think I'm aggressive because of him. Because he put in my head that, like, guys just want one thing. You know what I'm saying? They want one thing, and yeah, granted, love could come with it and all that, but just know, like, it's starting with that one thing. And once you give it up, it's done. You know what I'm saying? Unless you move a certain way. So, yeah.
Do you feel like you heeded his advice?
Hell yeah. He gave great advice. That was great advice, because I actually ran into that with a lot of people. Every time obviously not people that's committed and stuff like that, but most men that like try to talk to me, of course they want to get in my pants. You know what I'm saying? Like they want to smash, but it's like, you got to be smart. Like, I don't know. He just kind of, he just had me like look at certain things differently. But other than that, like, when it came to, like, showing me how a man is supposed to treat a woman, how, like, that's why it's big for me to have that relationship with my child's father without being with him. Because I feel like even with him not being with my mom, he should have showed, like, respect, showed partnership of, like, helping her with a child he brought in this world. Instead of, like, having her struggle and because of whatever they was going through, I was the one that, like, had to go through shit with my brothers and sisters and stuff like that. So, like, that's why I don't respect him. I don't look at men as men ain't shit, though. Thank God. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just a little aggressive. So it's like, I feel like a lot of men look at me and it's like, oh, she looked like this. She probably got this, that. She probably dumb. Because most girls that look like me, they look at us as being, like, stupid for some reason. Like we're slow or something. We don't catch on to what's going on. And I feel like that's what I learned from him. Like, he kind of told me of, like, without actually teaching me, just kind of what I took from it. Play dumb, but don't be dumb. So it's like, I don't know. With my pops, that was just, like, the main person. That was the main person that just kind of, like, broke my heart. Everybody else, of course, I went through, like, not, like, if we broke up and stuff, I felt some way, but not literally. I mean, I'm not doing that way. It was, yeah. Nah. Because most of the time, like, with me, like, if I feel, I could feel it before you even, like, do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or I feel like you could feel it before I do it. So it's like, I live off energy. You don't got to tell me nothing. Like, I could start seeing changes because when I'm into you, I study everything about you. I know movements. I know smells. I know everything because I'm into you. So it's like, if you start moving different, I'm already knowing, like, all right, is that. And most of the time, because I will use my father not being there, most of the time I leave first. So, and that's why I won't call if I want to. Or I would just hold it down because I'll just be like, hey, huh?
You try to.
Oh, nah, I'm meaning, you see how y'all be going straight back to sex? Ain't the only setting, y'all, man.
I'll let you guys knock up. Hey.
Why y'all look like y'all got mad sad? What's wrong with y'all?
Who got sad? I'm the bad.
Under those glasses.
My dad left me too.
Okay.
Man, and I have to get a minute to cry. Three questions. I get a minute to cry. Three questions.
No, you can't.
Are you serious?
That's not right.
Wait, no, but I got a bachelor. And then I'm not. Hold on. I'm like, oh, my God.
But how dare you?
Why are your eyes getting glossed?
Right. No, it's not.
I got a question, though.
Okay. You do look. Stop lying to him.
From you asking that, do I give that?
Yes. You give very, very much a lot of hurt.
No, that's fine. I am hurt.
But
I'm talking about, I don't care about that. I don't care about being hurt because let me tell y'all something. From how hurt I am and all the shit that I've been through and go through, the way I'm standing, looking, pushing is amazing. I'm talking about, do I look like I got abandonment issues?
Like, no, you're.
I look like a nigga leaves. I'm like, don't know. Y'all not know my story?
Well, I think what he's saying is that maybe you're defense mechanism so that you don't be abandoned or so that you are not abandoned.
I don't never feel like I could be abandoned because I have a beautiful daughter that I love me and my mom loves the fuck out of me.
That's not.
No, it does though, because guess what? Most people that goes over their head with the love you can't get from people, get it from your child because your child is gonna give you some love that nobody else can give you. So that's not different. What I'm saying is other people, like, I don't love you that much. I don't love you how I love my child. So it's nothing, like, if you leave.
No, but,
like, you know what I'm saying?
That's what he's saying, though. He's talking about from the position of receiving love from a person that you wanted to get it from a person that you feel you deserved it from a person that
was supposed to give it to you. And so, and not discounting like how you feel about your daughter and the love she gives you, it's more so about your defense mechanism is before they can leave me, I'm out.
Yeah, but
before they can do me wrong, I'm gonna do them wrong. Before they can be first, you know what I'm saying? Right. That's, I think that's, am I right or wrong, Alan?
Yeah.
And that's the point he was trying to make. Wait,
let me show you that.
Before you try to show me.
Yeah. Billboard.
Yeah, okay.
Radio. Like,
yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, but.
The response.
Okay, I agree with y'all with that too, but also it definitely teach me of what I want and don't want either. Because I didn't get certain love that I wanted from like my father, I know what to expect from a man. Like, and then it makes it easier with me having a child now, because with that, I come with a child. So if you can't give a certain love to me, you definitely can't give it to my child. When I come as a packet. And of course it don't happen right away, because you don't like start dating somebody and bring them around your child and all this extra stuff. But I'm saying for the future, where it's going, you could know in certain conversations if how a person is. So from going through that, it kind of taught me what I want and what I don't want. And that's why it's so easy for me to get out of there, catch you first, do this, because I feel like if you playing me as a game, let's play. It's not me. It's not literally on some, because my dad did this to me. Is why are you playing with me? Like, you don't know me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just try to do something nice and give you my heart. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you playing with it, so now let's play. Maybe sometimes it could be a defense mechanism, but not all the time. It just be on some, you want to play, I could play too.
All right, so I have a question.
You think that's it? That's mainly what it be.
I have a question, two-part question. One, the first part is, do you consider yourself healed from your first heartbreak? And if so, what advice would you give to another woman who says or feels that her father was her first heartbreak from his absence or whatever reason?
And you know, the father don't have to be absent. That's give him a heartbreak. But I'm sorry, say the first question again.
Do you consider yourself healed from your first heartbreak?
My first, no. Hell no. My first heartbreak is my pop. Nah, I'm not healed from that. I don't know how to heal from it either. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, all I could do is just keep pushing. Cause it's times like when Father's Day come or like when his birthday come up or whatever, I catch myself crying. So it's like I'm not healed from that. Or like if my daughter come to me and she'd be like, so where's your dad? Like, you know him? Cause she's not used to that. She has her father. She, you know what I'm saying? So it's like that hits crazy, cause I'd be like, I don't know. It got to the point that I started saying, like, before I used to be like, oh, nah, he's out of town. There's a lot, you know, trying to say certain stuff. And then it got to, I'm like, I don't even know. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know where he at. I could show you what he looked like, but I don't know where he at. So I'm definitely not healed from that. I'm trying to figure out how to get healed from that. But I would say that I don't take that into my relationship. Because I try so hard of like giving love, because I have so much love to give. So I think like that's why it's hard for me to date, because when I'm dating, I get into the person. I can't do too many people. That's too much energy. So it's like if I'm dating you and I'm all into you, I'm trying to like figure out what, like, I guess to recreate my life, my childhood life of like having a union. But then I'm doing it with the wrong people. So when I run into the wrong people, it's easy for me to exit, because it's like, oh, nah, it's not this. How the hell is this feeling like this?
Like, it's true to reality.
I guess. I guess that's what I've been doing. I guess I'm not knowing that when I first date them, because, of course, people come fake. Like, I feel like everybody be fake in the beginning. Like, you know what I'm saying? But once I start like unpacking, that's when I realize like, damn, this person a runner.
I got one last question. Do you feel like in your dating life, you've dated versions of your father?
Hell yeah. Yo, one time I dated, and like it wasn't even like picking, but one time it was a guy that looked just like him. Not just like him, but like when he was younger. And his name, he had his same name. And I stopped talking to him. Because of that. Because I was just like,
might have been your
bad wit. Hell no. Hell no. I know. Hell no. It wasn't.
Wait. No,
now we not about to go there.
Cause I don't really add up.
I know who my siblings are.
Like, oh no, he looked like your daddy and got your daddy name.
Yeah, but I mean, I met his father. Isn't it? It is what it is. But listen, don't listen to her.
I met his father.
I've been dating my fake brothers. You know how they be like, well, that's the bro. I don't date the bros, so I ain't dating the real bro or the fake bros. Nah, but I feel like everybody date a version of their father, whether it's good or bad. Every girl and every guy date their mother. If you ever notice, the person a guy end up with or the person they fall in love with, they just like, either they shape like the mother, look like the mother, act like the mother, and vice versa for the father. Mm-hmm. Always something. Everybody does that because your first love as a man is your mother. The first love as a woman is your father. So my first love broke my heart. So now I'm on defense mode with everybody. Cause now I'm just on some, you have to show me something different for me to like unlock. Ain't nobody come with that unlock key yet. Everybody got close, they put it in, ain't nobody turned it yet. Nah, nobody turned it yet.
It broke.
If they turned it, y'all would if somebody turned it, it would have been a different version of me. Everybody keep bringing this other version out because they come in like this.
But I would say this, though. It's also up to you to, which I think is going to come with more work, but it's also up to you to tell that person what key and which way to turn.
No, but if you, I communicate very well. I don't know if y'all know much about Leos, but we say exactly what we want. Once we get to the point, are we going to say, like, listen, this is what I want. This is how I want it, such and such, and we give you a choice whether you want to do it or not. You never could come to us and say we didn't communicate what we wanted. It's up to you to do what we act. And if you're not moving like that, we can't say, well, I didn't know.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about the one thing about you still have to learn how to heal, and you haven't.
How do you heal from that, though?
But this is what I'm saying. It's still work to be done, so you can't tell somebody how to unlock a box that you haven't even unlocked yourself. That's the only thing I'm trying to say.
Okay, I can take that. Yeah, I can take that.
Okay.
Amanda with her addiction.
Rico? What is
what?
Did she just go?
Fuck is this?
And action.
Was it this? Since when did she start snapping her fingers twice?
Since today. Thank you guys for watching.
Never seen it.
Episode of 8 at the Table. Things got really tense, but we got really deep with our guest six. Tell them where they can find you, where, you know, what you got going on.
Hey guys, my name is Sig the Trick, aka Signature, that Prima Donna chick. You can find me at Sig the Trick everywhere, music, social medias. Follow my, it's SIGDATRIG, or you can go to my website, The Signature Kiss, spelled correctly, THESIGNATUREKISS.com. I was going to say ING. Yeah, so you can catch my new merch, music, and comedy. No, I'm just...
And we also got merch, guys. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. What's the other stuff?
TikTok.
Instagram. TikTok. YouTube membership. And since we're shooting a lot more content, and since we're...
Okay, y'all. Hold on.
Okay. Well, don't forget to join our YouTube membership. And for y'all complaining about us editing stuff out on YouTube, you can catch the unedited clips on Patreon. We're heading back. So Follow us on Patreon, TikTok, Instagram, and all the other jazz. Okay, we'll see you on the next episode.
Peace. And all the other jazz. Yo, but why you got this mic this close?